I know it. I have things to say. I just don't know how to say them. And I wish I knew because I'd like to write articles. I'd like to write blog posts. I'd like to write so many things. So, is there a way in which I can go about it and write successful articles? Stay tuned. I think I have an answer for you. Writing tricks. How to write anything. Well, you said it. You have things to say. You just don't know how to express yourself. But what you know is that you'd like to write an article. Now, probably you want to write an article because, as I've said, you're interested and you are trying to write the most amazing blog and you want to become a blogger. Or you're just unfortunate, you're not really interested in writing articles, but you're non-native and you need to get a B2 level in English and your teacher is telling you that you have to write an article. So, whatever the case, either because you really have things to say and we want to learn how to say them, or because you want to just pass an exam, writing an article is something extremely important. And the good news is that it's relatively easy. In a way, it's just like writing an essay, but making it informal. So what do I mean by that? First things first, you need to have a clear idea as to what it is that you want to communicate. And then you need to make a plan. So what are the things that you want to say and in what order? You need to put yourself on your reader's shoes. So what is this person? What does this person need to know? Or how can I persuade this person to find my reading interesting? And also, once you have done that, what are the ideas that this person is going to be more likely to be interested in? So you need to write something that will be like a hook. But meanwhile, I mean, while writing an essay, you would use formal things and certain rigid structures. What you would do here is just use something similar, but a bit more informal, a bit more interesting. But as in an essay, I mean, as I've said, first things first, what does the person need to know? How can you approach his interests? It's all about him, it's or her, it's all about your reader. And then, remember, you need to find a kind of a funky article, something that will get this person interested. And otherwise, I mean, think about whenever you read a blog post, or if you read an article in a magazine, they always have a title. The title has to be catchy, you can use clickbait, and perhaps we'll talk about clickbaiting at a later point, but it has to be something interesting and worth reading about. Then you need to begin by an introduction, as I've said, with a hook that will summarize why the expectations are high, what is at the stake. Then, in different paragraphs, you're going to use one paragraph per each one of the ideas that you want to put forward. Again, the very first sentence, it's going to be the most interesting thing of the whole paragraph. The rest of the paragraph is going to be an expansion, an extension on the ideas and everything. Tone, neutral or informal. But something that will really make your article stand out and will make it more flowery and more intense are adverbs. And if you're doing this for an exam, you will get high marks if you use a range of vocabulary, adverbs, adjectives, and it goes without saying, instead of using the same word over and over again, use different words with similar meaning. For example, instead of shy or shyly, timid, timidly. And as always, it's a very good idea to have a small joke at the end of it. So these are just some considerations that can make your writing an article interesting. I hope they helped, and let's go quickly through them before we go into the real example. So, very quickly, and to recap all the things that you need to make sure that are there when you're writing your article for your exam. So, five things that you need to know about writing articles. Number one, the reader is identified, because remember, an article is like a direct conversation with the reader, and they will tell you in the exam who your reader is. Number two, it has to get their attention, and we're going to use clickbaiting, and you have to get your reader interested. What's the best strategy? A good title. Something shocking, something cool. Something like, for example, computer games are way too soft. We want brutality. You know, if you call your article something like this, the reader is going to be absolutely hooked from the very beginning. Another trick that perhaps we might go into in a later episode is lists. For some reason, people really love having lists there. Number three, it has to be interesting. So examiners are bored, they're reading the same thing over and over again. Add humor. Use real life or made up examples or make up quotes even. Number four, it has to be easy to read. So super important. Intro, conclusion, internal body paragraphs, one paragraph, one point. And if it's super long, depending on the kind of exam that you are going for, you might even use subheadings, but not complete sentences, like headings, subheadings, but teasers, kind of chunks. And organization, planning, super important. Now, an opening with an appetizer. Don't tell the reader what they would read. In an essay, yes, in an essay you have to explain your reader exactly what the expectations are, the problem that you're trying to solve, how you're going to try and solve it. Not in an article. In an article, it's an appetizer. You need to get your reader interested in what it is, in whatever it is you want to say. And then, of course, write a good ending, number five. So, number five, good ending. So in an essay, you are going to finish with something aseptic, like to sum up and then a call for action. In an article, you have to let them wondering. So give them something to think about, you know, asking them a call for action, but in a way, not like in an essay. In an essay is, we would all have a better society if it la 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 la. In an article, the call for action has to be direct, addressing them directly. Something like, so you know now the kind of video games we like, why don't you, or use imperatives, you know? So as I've said, number one, the reader is identified. Number two, it has to get their attention. Number three, it has to be interesting. Number four, it has to be easy to read. Number five, write a good ending. I hope it helped. In the next episode, we're going to have a look at a, well, real exam sample. Happy learning. And thanks for listening. Hi, I'm Mara Jurado, the person behind this podcast. Thanks for tuning in to Writing Tricks. I'll be back with new episodes pretty soon. You can find more writing tricks on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Spotify, or your favorite podcast directory. Some of you have asked me how to help this podcast. Well, if you find the tricks interesting and you want them to keep coming to your phone, the best way to make sure that this happens is to leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. Of course, don't forget to follow it on Twitter and on Facebook at Writing Tricks and on Instagram at Writing Tricks FM. I'll meet you there and I'll see you next time. In the meantime, remember, there are easy tricks to learn how to write anything.